President, honorable ministers, ladies and gentlemen, given the global upsurge of non-communicable diseases, it makes sense that we review and deliberate on the policies, plans, and partnership for prevention and control of NCD. I would like to thank WHO and its executive board for aptly selecting NCD as a theme for this assembly. Even a small and serene country like Bhutan, known for its development philosophy of gross national happiness, is not spared by the aggressive invasion of NCD. A recent survey in the capital city observed a vast majority of the population, 93.3%, are exposed to at least one of the NCD risk factors, 56.5% exposed to 1 to 2 risk factors, and over 38% exposed to 3 or more risk factors. The survey speculated that there is a huge potential of upsurge of NCDs in the Himalayan country. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, given the threat posed by NCD, we are both cautious and concerned about the growing burden of such diseases. Our healthcare system is founded on primary health care. With the support from WHO, we have piloted on integrating package for essential non-communicable diseases into the mainstream primary healthcare system. Preliminary evaluations have been completed and appropriate policies and strategies are being developed for the national rollout, keeping in mind that primary prevention is both cost-effective and sustainable. We are happy to report to this August gathering that the Cabinet has approved the National Strategy Framework for Prevention and Control of NCD in 2009, as a result of which the National Steering Committee, comprising members from various ministries and agencies, was formed with the executive order from Prime Minister. This is, in fact, a clear indication of the political commitment to the prevention and control of NCD, which is in line with the pursuit of gross national happiness. President, ladies and gentlemen, as regards the fulfillment of MDGs, IHR, and provisions of FCTC, I'm happy to report that we have achieved the universal health coverage. We are working on MDG Plus target, and we are one of the first few countries to enact the Tobacco Control Act in 2010 with stringent penalty, including fourth degree felony. According to the needs assessment report carried out jointly in February 2011 by the FCTC Secretariat and the Minister of Health, we have gone beyond the fulfillment of almost all the provisions of FCTC. HPV vaccine as part of a routine immunization program was launched last year to reduce the incidence of cervical cancer. As regards IHR, some provisions such as chemical and radionuclear hazard management are not directly relevant to Bhutan. Therefore, we find it difficult to fulfill such requirements. We appreciate and fully subscribe to the initiatives taken by WHO under the dynamic and charismatic leadership of Director General to reform managerial, administrative, and financing accountability system to promote transparency and austerity in WHO. Finally, there are important agenda items to be discussed and decided during the 64th World Health Assembly under the leadership of new president and office bearers and director general and high staff. We are confident that all deliberations would bear fruitful results. Thank you for your attention and Tashidale.